Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Bad Axe Police Department responded to a traffic collision Friday morning on North Van Dyke Road by Big Boy and Bad Axe. The incident involved a 48-year-old man from Caseville driving a 2001 GMC who failed to yield while exiting the Walmart parking lot. The 2001 GMC entered the path of a southbound 2003 Chevrolet driven by a 61-year-old Bad Axe resident, resulting in a collision. Fortunately, both drivers were assessed by Central Huron Ambulance personnel at the scene, but declined further treatment. Emergency responders from various agencies, including the Huron County Sheriff's Department, Bad Axe Area Fire Department, and Central Huron Ambulance, assisted the Bad Axe Police Department in managing this situation. The North Branch School District's Board of Education lured away a principal from the Lapeer School District's high school administrator. Lapeer High School's principal, Douglas Lindsay, will be leaving to take over the position of the North Branch School's high school. Lindsay will replace North Branch's Mark Hiltonen, who will be retiring on June 30th after more than 30 years with the district. The terms and salary for Lindsay are still being negotiated with the North Branch Board of Education. With that decided, Lapeer Schools have started the search for someone to replace Lindsay. And we will be right back with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board.
The retirement of Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow has opened a Senate seat in Michigan. The race is expected to be highly competitive with control of the upper chamber on the line in November. Top candidates have emerged for each party ahead of the state's August primaries. U.S. Representative Alyssa Slotkin has coalesced support on the Democratic side and has a large fundraising lead. Republicans have rallied behind former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers in a more competitive primary after he gained the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Slotkin and Rogers each have strong resumes. The race could have an impact on the presidential race in a crucial swing state. Democratic U.S. Representative Henry Kuhlar of Texas and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into the ties of American business leaders with Azerbaijan. Kuhlar released a statement denying any wrongdoing. In it, the longtime congressman says he and his wife are innocent of these allegations. Neither Kuhlar nor his attorney immediately responded to calls seeking comment on the matter. Kuhlar was at one time the co-chair of the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus. The FBI searched the congressman's house in the border city of Laredo in 2022, and Kuhlar's attorney at that time said Kuhlar was not the target of that investigation. And that's the news we have for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
Good evening. A cold front will move east of the region tonight, and any showers that develop as it passes quickly depart. Some clearing will get underway later on. However, any early sun that we have to start off tomorrow gives way to more in the way of cloudiness as an upper-level disturbance approaches, and that system may generate a few more showers Saturday night as it swings on by. In the wake of that system departing, we should gradually brighten up through the day Sunday. Tonight, chance of an early evening shower, thereafter partial clearing, lows near 45, winds northeast about 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 50% early on, then decreasing to 10% later. Saturday, Any early sun will give way to mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 60s. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain is less than 20%. Saturday night, mainly cloudy. Risk for some showers developing. Chance of showers is 40%. Lows in the lower 50s. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday morning cloudiness, thinning to brighter skies for the afternoon. Highs near 65. Chance of rain is less than 20%. Monday looks mostly sunny with highs around 65. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Steve Adamson.
And we have one funeral announcement for today, Friday, May 3rd. Michelle E. Wiederhold, 65, of Elkton, passed away Wednesday, May 1st. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday, May 7th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel with Reverend Carol Bouverette officiating. Burial will be at Riverside Cemetery. Visitation will be from 3 to 8 Monday. Memorials can be made to the family at champagnefuneralchapel.com.